This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, February 2nd, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, Forum 18, a human rights group, released a report on religious liberty in the Republic of Belarus, which is bordered by Russia to the east, Ukraine to the south, and Poland to the west. The survey noted continued restrictions on religion in the Eastern European country. The regime of Alexander Lukashenko carries out surveillance and monitoring of religious communities. Churches cannot legally exist without state registration. The government denies church building permits. Officials censor and restrict the distribution of religious literature. They even prosecute and remove religious leaders from office. Protestant communities in particular have, quote, generally found it impossible to get property redesignated so that it can be used for worship in line with the law, end quote. In pro-life news, a high court in Portugal recently declared a law to legalize euthanasia unconstitutional. The law is the third attempt to legalize such killings in the southern European country. The Constitutional Court struck down the two previous attempts. Meanwhile, in France, the country's Senate has rejected a draft law that would make abortion a right in their constitution. It is the third time the French Senate has rejected the bill. New census data from England and Wales found that the average age of Christians there is now 51. It's the oldest average age for any religious group in those countries. Muslims have the youngest median age of 27. Those who identify with no religion had a slightly older average age of 32. And the median age of the general population is 40. Since the census began, it's the first time that the average age for Christians rose above 50. Lifeway Research released the largest survey yet on Hispanic Protestant churches in the U.S. The study found that these Hispanic churches are newer, younger, and more evangelistic than the average Protestant church in America. Over half of Hispanic Protestant churches have been established since 2000. Most congregants are first-generation Americans, and over a third of the average congregation is under the age of 30. With their evangelistic work, Hispanic pastors report nearly three-quarters of those who commit their lives to Christ become active participants in the church. Luke 14, verse 23 says, "And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled.'" Jack Phillips, a Christian baker in Colorado, continues to face litigation for applying his beliefs in his business. Last Thursday, a Colorado State Appeals Court ruled that the Christian baker discriminated against a man who pretends to be a woman. The man, known as Autumn Scardina, an attorney, wanted Phillips to bake a cake to celebrate his so-called gender transition. Phillips plans to appeal the decision. He already won a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court in 2018 after declining to make a cake for a faux homosexual wedding. On Saturday, Utah Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill banning sex change surgeries on minors. The law also places restrictions on prescribing hormone blockers. Under the measure, people who underwent so-called sex change treatments as children can sue healthcare providers if they no longer consent to it. A new report from the U.S. government found about 50,000 more babies were born in the country in 2021 compared with 2020. This reverses a trend of fewer and fewer births every year since 2008. However, the U.S. fertility rate in 2021 was still below replacement levels, coming in at 1.7 births per woman. The report found that the average age a woman has her first child reached a record high of 27 years in 2021. Births among white and Hispanic women increased, while births among Black, Asian, and American Indian women decreased. And finally, the Institute for Creation Research reports that Dr. John Morris died peacefully this past Lord's Day at the age of 76. Dr. John was known as the Indiana Jones Explorer of Biblical Creation Research. He was the second son of Dr. Henry Morris, the founder of the Institute. Dr. John earned a Ph.D. in geological engineering from the University of Oklahoma. He also published many creation science books, including The Young Earth, The Real History of the Earth, Past, Present, and Future. Most importantly, he was known for his character. The Institute for Creation Research president said, quote, "Anyone who ever met Dr. John Morris remembers their first encounter. Never was there a sweeter or more optimistic and loving man. In a word, John Morris was Christ-like," end quote. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.